Good morning. This past week's daf is daf Samach Dalid in Maseches Yuma, 6th Perek. Yeah, let's see the sugyo on daf Samach Dalid, but two dots towards the top. The Mishnah talks about Mishnah Samach Beis, being the parak, talks about replacing one of the Se'irim. Meis Echod Mehen, the Mishnah says, if after you already made the Hagrolo, one of them died, so in order to make a replacement, you have to make a new Hagrolo. And if that's true, so you have an extra soil, right? One of the two died. So you have a remainder from the first Hagrolo. In order to replace whatever you're replacing, you have to make a new Hagrolo, which is another two Se'irim. Right? So now you have three Se'irim, you have one extra. So what do you use? What do you use for your Se'irim? Let's see the Gemara. The Mishnah says, in replacement, let's see, the Mishnah says, Im shol shem meis, if the soil Hashem died, so he says, Ze sho'ol olof ha'goril l'shem iskayim tachtav, he's replacing that one. That's definitely what he's using. And the Mishnah says, "V'hasheni yirat sheistoiv," and the extra one, the second one, is yirat sheistoiv, gets a mum. Talking about the extra ones, which is the extra one? If, for example, the soil Lashem died, you're replacing the soil Lashem, you have two soil lazozels. So the Mishnah says, "V'hasheni yirat sheistoiv," the extra lazozel is not going to be used. That yirat sheistoiv. Which one is that? Are you using the original? Are you using the one that came in the new Hagrol? Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikorev, Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yire. Zok Rav, that you use the old one, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikorev, the second one in the original pier, you call it the one that stayed alive in the first pier, that's when you use Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yire. The second, for example, Azozel, you see where it is on Samach Dal, but to that. Okay? Omer Rav. Rav Shita is Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yikorev. The remainder, right, the one that remained from the first Zug, remained alive, you use that one. Now you have a second one. Right? For example, we're talking about the case, let's say the soul Hashem died. So make a new agrola, you have a new soul Hashem, and now you have two soul azozels. So Zokrav, Shein Shep Zogrishin Yikorev, you use the original one. Shein Shep Zog Sheini Yire. And the second azozel that was made as a result of the second agrola, that's not used, you actually stole it. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Rabbi Yechon argues, and he says, no, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yire. That when the Mishnah says Yire, it's Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yire. You don't use the one from that original Hagrol. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yikorev. We use the one from the second Hagrol. So, contra Rabbi Yechon, you know, whatever was produced by the first Hagrol is not used. Obviously, the one that died is not being used, but even the one that stayed alive is not being used. Using the Se'irin from the second Hagrol. Zokdimor of Makhiruki, what's the basis of the Machlaikis? Rav Sova Balechayim Eina Nidochim. Rav Yechlin Sova Balechayim Nidochim. Machlaikis over here is whether a korban, which is still in the Chayim stage, whether it's nidchis or not. Which means as follows. We know that there's a din of dichoy by kodshim, that if something at one point of time became unfit to be used, so even though the cause for it not to be fit passed, and now it doesn't have that problem anymore, the mere fact that it went through a period of time that it wasn't roy, it's nidchis. It can't be used anymore. That's what the din of dicha is. Even though the problem passed, nevertheless, being that it went through a point of time that it was unfit, that in itself disqualifies it, and even though the problem later went away, it's nidchis. Mm-hmm. Now, from this gemara over here, the question is whether the din of dicha applies to balei chayim also. Which means after a korban was shechted and something became unfit, let's say with the dam to continue the korban, so that would seem to be that according to everyone that's the ikar din of dichay. Definitely it's nidchis. The question over here is whether bal chayim ani dochen. Now that's what the Gemara is setting us up over here. That's the machlokes. Rav holds bal chayim ani not nidochen. Since our issue over here is to make a dichay at the point when the second sor is still alive, the first one died, what effect does that have on the second one? We need to have two seirim. So the sor which is remaining at this point is unfit at this point to do its avoid. We have to produce a second sor. So right at that point, it was nidchis. Does the din of dichi apply to balei chayim, to a korban which is still alive? Koidim shchita. So if one rafsov of balei chayim in a nidochem, being that balei chayim are not nidchis, so shine. So when now you match up, you sorv. Now you have two seirim. So now once again, you could use the old one. And so there's no problem with using the old one. A birchen sov of balei chayim nidochem. Birchen hold the balei chayim. The din of dichi does apply to balei chayim. So therefore, at that point, when one of the two seirim died, the one that's still alive was nidchis. Shain, din of dichay is a psulim kachin. It can't be used anymore. That's why I have to use the whole new set. Yeah, let's see the Rashi over here. See the Rashi over here? The first narrow line. Ein nidochen.
Yeah.
Im ira lahen shas psul. If it happened to a korban, a period of time that was possible, adan yechel mehistakin, you could still fix it, because she's davig le'achem, when you peer a second one. We don't say hoil v'nidche yidche, since at that point in time it was unusable, so even when the problem goes away, it doesn't help, it's nidches. That we only say el b'shchutin, only when a korban is already geshochten. If you're going, meis hamshleach yishov chadam. In such a case over there, that let's say the korban, the lashem, was already geshochten, and then it's meis mishnaleach. So at that point, when Mishleach dies, since the Korban Hashem was ready geshochten, so you're ready in the dam stage, it's not Balei Chayim anymore, that definitely there's a din of Dichay. That's the din of Meis HaMishtalech Yishofach Adam. But we're standing now before, right? Before Shechita. Before Shechita is the question of Balei Chayim, and that's what Rav holds, that Balei Chayim are not Nidochim.
What does
this
mean?
Meis HaMishtalech
Yishofach Adam? How does that...
That if you're ready shechted the Sor Lashem, right? Yeah. So Sor Lashem is holding the dam stage, uh-huh. Right? It's after Shechita.
Yeah.
Now the Mishtaleach dies. So the halacha over here is that, that even though there's nothing wrong with Sor Lashem, right? I just match it up with a second one and continue on. The answer is because at that point when it was missing its match, it was invalid.
Uh-huh.
So even when you match it up later, it's nidchis. That's the din of dichay by shchutin. The machlekes over here is whether there's a din of dichay in the stage when it's still alive. Okay, that's machlokes in our Mishnah at this point in our Mishnah that the other korban is still alive, and whether it will be invalid or not is dependent on the din of Balei Chaim and Dochim or not. Zoch the Gemara. My time with the Rav. We imagine from the Gemara, right? The Gemara is looking to what's the reason of Rav, that Balei Chaim are not Nidochim. Right? If the Gemara is asking this, it would seem to be that the Svarah Chitzayna would have been that the Din Dichu should apply even to Balei Chaim. And that's what the Gemara is looking for, the source, that how do I know that there's a difference whether the Dichu happens when the Behemoth, the Korban, is still alive or afterwards? My time with the Rav. Right, what's the reason for Rav that there's a difference in the din dichay whether it's b'chaim or not b'chaim? And for the gemara, the alf min b'chus zman, he has a limud from b'chus zman, which means that every, we know a lot b'yam eshmini rots l'korban that we had before. Every korban is not roy to be brought till eight days old. However, that even though someone were to be makdish a korban before, it's still roy to be. You could bring it afterwards, even though it went through a period of time that it wasn't roy. So what's the pshat in that? Rav says, well, that's based on the fact that it's a balchai. Balchai doesn't become nitches, even though that it was a point of time that it wasn't roy. That's what it means mechus zman. He learns from mechus zman. My time with the Rav, the yaf from mechus zman. Mechusuzman, this is the limit. Mechusuzman, lav afakav the hashlei chazi, by Mechusuzman. Mechusuzman is missing time, it needs 8 days. By Yemesh Mini Yerotz, right? Just, yeah. Right?
But that's different than Dichu. Mechusuzman is a little different.
Mechusuzman is that it's unfit. Right? There's different reasons why it's unfit.
Right.
So that's what Dichu is. Dichu means that if something went through a period of time that was unfit, it doesn't, even though that problem went away,
Dichu,
right?
A little different.
Well, what is Dichu?
Dichu was ready, and now it's pushed away.
Oh,
this
okay.
Was never ready.
Okay, oh, very good. So the Gemara, very good. Right, the Gemara is going to make that point. Mechusman, lav afgav dehash lo yichazi, ki yehoda mechzi shaper doni. Don't we find this idea that by Mechusman, even though right now, before 8 days, it's not roy, nevertheless, when 8 days go by, then it becomes roy. When the problem goes away, then it's roy. We don't say dichay. So too over here, that if you have a different problem that arose while the korban was alive, when the problem goes away, it's not a problem because Balei Chaim don't become nitches. That this is the source of Rav. Matt Imora asks your question. Midomi, is it similar? Hosam lo yischazi klau. So the Gemara, that there's a difference. And we find such a difference, alibi de emes, in the din of dichay. These are really two levels of dichay. That there's more of a svar to say that something which reached a point of time that it was roy for the korban, and then something happened which made that it's not roy. It became disqualified after it already reached a level of being roy. That's a more of a svar to say dichi that it's not going to come back. But if something in the first place never was roy, such a thing like that, that on that the Gemara says it is less of a svar. Now, not that there's no svar at all, because there definitely are shittas that hold a dichi meikara is also a dichi. Right? There is basis for that. But more is just making a difference that if you want to learn out from over here, the idea that Balei Chaim Anidochim, that you don't see from over there. Right? Maybe you'll see that Adich Meikara is not Adich by Balei Chaim. But to what we're talking about are Nir Venitche, which is a stronger svara to say that it shouldn't come back anymore once it reached and then it was disqualified. That's what I'm saying. Midomi, Hosmo is Chazi Klau, Hocha Nir Venitche. So therefore, that wouldn't be a source, a component for what we're talking about, right? For our situation of the Dichim Balei Chaim. We need another source for Rav, right? Mechusas man is not sufficient to act as a source for what we're looking for. This is the reason for Rav. There's a different source. You know, he learns from Ba Mum Oiver. Ba Mum Oiver means if a behema has a mum, but the mum will pass. Right? The animal will be healed. The mum will pass. And halacha is that even though at that point when it has mum, it can't be brought as a korban, but once the mum passes, then it could be brought. Even though it went through a stage that wasn't roich, why isn't it nichis? So the Gemara, that's what we're saying, right? We learn from, and this over here will take care of the problem we had, because this is a nirvan intikis. You had an animal which you makish, it was roy, right? It was fit. Then something happened, and the animal became unfit because of a mum oiver, a mum that could be corrected, could be healed, and the mum heals. Then you could bring it as a korban. So that's a nira v'nidcha, and it's chayza v'nira. Why? Because Bali Chaim, that's what I see from over there, that Bali Chaim, a general concept, that Bali Chaim, has nothing to do with the mum, with the apostles of mum, it has to do with the fact that it's a Bal Chai. A Bal Chai is not Nidchis. Hainu Tam Dirab, Diyaf Mi Bal Mum, Mabum Mi Bal Mum, Bal Mum Oiver, excuse me. Hainu Tam Dirab, Diyaf Mi Bal Mum Oiver. Bal Mum Oiver, La Vaf Agap Loi Chozi Hash, don't we find this idea that Bal Mum Oiver, even though right now, while it has the mum, it's not fit for a korban, Ki Hoda Merchzi Shabedomi, that when the mum goes away and it becomes fit, you may bring it as a korban. We don't say that it's nidchis. So if so, over here also, in our situation, it became unfit over here because it's missing its partner over here. Now, being that it's balchai, so once you match it up, it becomes roy once again. So let's hear that again, because we'll see in Hemshech HaGemara. Rav holds that, we'll see in a minute where that comes from, but we have a pasuk which tells us that a Bal Chai is not Nidchis. Where's the pasuk? The pasuk is by Bal Mum. Rav holds that pasuk, which is the reason why it's not Nidchis, has nothing to do with the specific pasuk of Mum. It's because it's a Bal Chai. Then therefore he could relate it to a different type of pasuk, like in Agimor. Agimor is not a question of Mum, because he understands, as we'll see in the Gemara, that the reason why it's not nidchis has nothing to do with the pasul. It's not because of the weakness of the pasul. It's because of bachai. Bachai is not subject to dichri. So therefore, anytime you have a bachai, it won't become nidchis for whatever reason why it's pasul. Let it be because of a mum, or because in our Gemara, it's missing its zug. It's missing its partner soil. Zog the Gemara. And what's the source? What's the source we're learning from Bal Chai, from Bal Mum? How do we even know that by Bal Mum this is true? The pasuk says ki moshchosa b'hem mum bom. The pasuk says, referring to Bal Mum, moshchosa b'hem mum bom. They have a mum in them. This that the Torah repeats mum bom is to tell me the following: mum bom hud leiratzu. Because the mum exists, that's when leiratzu. They won't be accepted as a korban. But if the mum goes away, yeratzu, even though there was a point of time that they weren't fit. What's the pshat in that? Zotrav, because Bal Chaim, because the Bal Chaim. Right, that's how Rav understands it. And we'll see that, you know, it comes out from the Gemara like that. Rabbi Yochanan, so what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this over here? How could he argue? You see that. That's clear, right? The Torah says that by a Bal Mum Oiver, you could bring the korban. You could bring it. But you see over here that Bal Chaim are not nidochim. Rabbi Yochanan, no. Mi rachmona bahem. Rabbi Yochanan says, true, you're right, you take a see that by Bal Mum, but you can't learn from there to other places. Because the Torah says, mi rachmona bahem. Ki moshchosam bahem. The pasuk says, "Bohem in they heim hu dechiyav of our mumen yeratzu hakol dechuyim hayov nidchu." There's a mit. There's a mit. Means that the Torah is limiting this din that you find by Baal Mum. That this letter, but then when the Mum goes away, you can bring it as a korban. It's not nidchis. Zok the Torah. That's because of, that's the afke over here. Only by Mum, not by other psulim. Which means to say that the reason why this Baal Mum, when the Mum went away, you could bring it as a korban, it's not because Baal Chaim are not subject to Dichud. No, Baal Chaim are. The reason why is because the psul Mum, that's what the Torah is telling me, this psul of Mum is a weaker passless. Right, that's what the Torah is telling us over here. And through a Mum, a behema is not Nidchus. Right? But it has to do with this specific passless over here of Mum. So therefore, you can't relate it to someplace else. Right? And he learns this from a pasuk. That's what the meat of the pasuk is coming to say, Bohem. Right? So that's the machlokes over here. How do we understand? I mean, that has to do with the psukim over here. We'll see the cheshbon of the mutim. Right? But as a result of what the pasuk is saying, is the pasuk telling me a general halacha that Baal Chaim are not Nidochim? It's the Baal Chai, which can't be Nidchis. So therefore, whatever pasuk you have, whether it's because of a mum or it's because of our missing the zug, it won't be Nidchis. And therefore, when you rectify the problem, then this carbon is once again fit. Or Abyechon, according to he learns the psukim, that no, that's a special halacha by Bamum. Right? But mitzad Baal Chai, it would be Nidchis. Right? The mum, the pasless mum, is a weak pasless that can't cause a dichud. But if you have something which is a stronger pasless, which could cause a dichud, then the fact that you're Baal Chai is not going to hold you in. Yeah, you're pushed out. Now we just mentioned that there's a meat over here, and Rabbi Yochanan uses the meat to say that this is dafka by the pasuk of Baal Mum, and therefore you can't apply it to other places. So what does Rav do with that meat? Because Rav is applying to other places. Zotma v'Rav who bohem be'ena Yehud lo mirtzu or the teruvas mirtzu. There's a meat in the pasuk, right? The pasuk over here is saying that only in certain situations do you have the halach of the pasuk. In other situations, you don't. The meat, according to Rav, is coming to tell me that the problem of mum is only when the baal mum is be'en, that we have in front of us the baal mum. Then it can't be used. But if you have a taruvis, you have a mixture, you don't know where the baal mum is, then mirtzu, then the korban is accepted. As we'll see in a minute. Zok the Gemara, Kiddushan. The Mishnah says as follows. Evom trim evom baal mum. Let's say, yeah, you have, a lot of korbanos that are being brought, and there's a mixture. You find out that the behemoth was one korban was a baal mum, and it wasn't supposed to be brought on the mizbeach. It's part korban oilu, and it gets mixed up. Avon trim baal mum. You got a mixture, right? Some are good, some are not good. You don't know what's what. Reb Lezer says as follows. Interesting sheet. Reb Lezer says that if by the time you realize the problem, the head of one of these korbanos was already brought, then already yakriv kol roshen kulum. Then you could already bring all the other ones. And Mosfak Rashi says we could assume that the baal mum was already brought. And shine, it's fafal, and everyone else is okay. You hear? And as long as you have something to be toile, to rely on, then the halacha you could bring on the rest. So therefore, if one of these things was already brought onto the korban, without, obviously we shouldn't have done it. But if it was, then the question is the rest of the heads of the other korbanos, could I be mak of them? So then the halacha is I could be makel, I could rely. And since I don't know where it is, I could assume that the postal one made its way onto the Mizbeach already, and therefore these are all kosher. Krov shalechad mehen, yakriv kron kulum. Each part, if I know where each part of the karbonis, if one part of that type made its way onto the mizbeach, then I could be makar of the rest, because I could assume that I don't have any bal mum in front of me anymore. That's Reb Lezer's shita. Say no. The Sofik remains over here, and you can't rely on the fact that one was brought. So Sofik, who says, what gives the right to assume that it was brought? Being that you still have the Sofik in front of you, and the one that you pick up right now, possibly you have to suspect, is the Balmum. Balmum, you can't put on the back. So you can't do anything.
But why wouldn't you be able to see the Balmum if you have one left?
So obviously we're talking about in a situation that you can't, right? Otherwise it wouldn't be taruvus. Right? We're talking about a mixture over here where it's not noticeable, the mum. Right?
Well, if it's not noticeable, the mum, how do you know the mum in the first place?
Well, we're talking about an animal that's cut up already, right? I mean, so the mum was...
Oh, it's cut up already?
Right? I mean, we're talking about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's cut into pieces right now. So originally someone knew there was a mum, right? The behemoth got through. Right? And
it's cut up already. So now you don't know.
Yeah.
So originally you knew there was a mum, now it's cut up. So you can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was still whole animals.
No, that's what we mean over here, right? Mm-hmm. Right? It's we have all the pieces.
The
have mm-hmm. all the pieces, right? The heads, and it's cut up, like the carbon oil is it needs nituach, right? It's skinned, you know, it's right. It's ready to go on the mizbeach, right? And then we get, we get a message, right? We get a message that the Baal Mum, by mistake, was made its way in, right? It was supposed to be kept out, and they see that there was a mistake, in the face, in the water over here, and. Right, it got shech to shine in, and the Balmum was here. So we have Machlekes Tanoim over here, what the halacha is. Reb Lezer says something, Odover Chodosh. Reb Lezer says that if you want, right now you want to put on Mizbeach, you have a bunch of heads, a bunch of kroim, face, right, different parts of the animal. So if that part that you're about want to put on now, these parts, one was ready put on, so I could be soimich lahokel. I could assume that even though I know there was a bamum over here, I could assume that the bamum already made its way out in the mizbeach, and therefore it's not here. So these I could assume are all kosher, and based on that you could put them on the mizbeach. I come to say that you can't rely on that. There's no basis to rely on that, and therefore the sofik remains. And each piece of it is a sofa bamum. You can't put on his back. So then they have to burn them all. Now, the Gemara is telling us that the basis of this mission over here has to do with what Rav just said. So let's see what this means. The Rashi over here tells us like this. Right, important Rashi over here. Rashi says, Rav Shita Aide Taruvis Yitzu Krebeleze. You see that Rashi? Rashi says, see what that is? This is Rav Shita. Rav holds that the meat, right, the pasuk which is making a difference, is making a difference. Come tell me that this about that a Baal Mum makes a problem. You can't be makir of Baal Mum. That's only if it's be'en. If you have Baal Mum in your hand, right, and you're about to put it on. But Aide Taruvus, but it's a mixture. You don't know where it is. Then the Pasuk told us, that's Rav Shita, then you can put on his back. And Rav says, and the Mishnah says, Kedisnan, like we see in the upcoming Mishnah. And Rav, she tells us that it's really Reb Lezer's Shita that's based on this. It's really Machloikis, over here. And Rav happens to be going according to Reb Lezer. So let's see, that means Reb Lezer's Shita in this Mishnah is based on the meat that Rav has over here, that Aide Taruvus, Zok the Pasik, mum is not a problem. Mum is not doesn't hold us back when you have a taruvus. Zokt Rashi, Eivorm shel oila tmimo. The Eivorm, the limbs, right, and only an oila, the Eivorm go on the Mizbeach. Eivorim shel oyla tmima shnisavu bohen eivori balas mum achas. You have a number of oilis which are tmima, which are kosher, they have no mum. And there's one, at least one, not more, you don't need more than one to make the problem. Okay, the truth is that this case is dafka one, right? Because he could only be the tliya. Right? You have one. Yeah? You have one. One balas mum that you know is in here. As fouls, halacha is a blessed says, Im korev harosh lechem mehen koidem shigish bidavon. Yeah, if one rosh was brought onto the mizbech before they noticed, before they got the message, before they realized that there was a bamum, it got up there. Yakriv kolosh and kulam. You could bring all the heads v'toilin, and we could rely ha'iser. Yeah, we'll assume, we'll rely that the Isser, the Baal Mum, was the one that was already brought up before. Betalin l'kula. And we could have this reliance, even though it's a kula. You know, how could you rely that, assume that that was brought? The Prat is, the Hoel v'nis arvu, ein kan sofik Isser d'raiso. Oh, the basis on this is, you're doing some kind of din of sofik l'hokel, right? In the rice, the sofik is always lahachmer. The pshat in that is okrashi is because Rabbi Lezer is the one who holds of this drosha that Rav said that min hatoyra sofik is mutter. That's what the pasuk says. Adet haruvis. The hoelven is av. Any kind sofik is the rice. Since it's mixed together, you don't have a sofik the rice over here. Lemez lochumro that you should go lochumro. The loy is here toyra alei and el kashen baatzman. Because the Torah only refrains us from using a bamum only when it's be'en, when it's by itself. Shenemar bohem, ki moshchos bohem mum bom, ki isno be'nayu. That was the meat the Rav just told us. So Rabbi Lezer Shita is based on two steps over here. Rabbi Lezer Shita is because midaraisa, if you have a taruvis, so then it's mutter. Hastis. That even before you brought one up, right? You have a taruvus, right? Everything is a sofik. That means that this is what the Torah said, that you can't be makiv a balmum. It's only a valid balmum. If what you have in your hand over here is maybe not a balmum, then there's no iser. Then you could be makiv.
Is that from Bahem?
That's right. That's the possible one that Rav brings. Now there's a din rabbanon over here, right? Now that we understand that, so being that that's the din deraisa, so there's a din rabbanon that says that, one second, that min rabbanon said that. That in order for us to use this kulo, we're not going to let you use this kulo, calls man that the Baal Mum is for sure in front of you. The Rabbanan said, well, if you makrif one, so then we'll be toila that the Baal Mum is there, and now you can makrif it. So now that we see over here that the basis of Rabbi Lezer is really tolling Adin Daraisa, so faket, the Din Rabbanan is a chumra, right? What they're saying is that even though midaraisa, since the taruvus really could have been makro, even without having that first one being brought, but Rabbanan didn't allow you to do that. Rabbanan said that we need some kind of tliya, right? We have to be able to tell that the Baal Mum is not here. So even though if it would be a sofik deraisa, of course you wouldn't be able to make that tliya, but since that this sofik over here is only a sofik Rabbanan, right, so that's what it is. In other words, so midaraisa, the sofik is mutter. With Rabbanon, the Sofik is Osir, and Rabbanon said that being that the Sofik is only Osir, with Rabbanon, so Rabbanon allowed you to be Soymich Lahokil, that once one thing is brought, so we could assume that the Baal Mum is not here anymore.
Is Rabbi Elazar, in general, Sofik Deraisa Lekula, or just by this?
Just here, that's what I'm saying, right, yeah. Right?
From Bahem.
Mm-hmm, right. This is Dafka Adin in Baal Mum, right? Which that means that this that the Torah passed a korban with a mum is only if it's ben, only if you definitely have a mum in front of you. If it's not clear whether this piece that you want to be makrev is a baal mum or not, then the iser hakrovat mum doesn't apply. Now, the Chachomim over here hold that you can't. you can't be makrevit. From Rashi, Uvi Mashma, that Rav's drosha is only according to Rebbe Lezer. The Mishacham don't make this drosha, and therefore the Rabbanon hold that it's off the Raisa, and that's why the din is that Yisorif, you can't put them on the Mizbech. You can't be Toil Lahokel, because there's a Safek Deraisa. And that's what actually will be Mashma. Look in Toisvis. You see the Toisvis over here? Over here, the second class Toisvis from the bottom. Ho Aide Tarulis Mirtsu Kedisnam. You see that Toisvis over here? Ho, second to last Toisvis. Ho Aide Tarulis Mirtsu Kedisnam. Zoktosis usvir leg Rebbe Lezer. Right, the first side in Tosis is that Rav is going according to Rebbe Lezer. Right, everyone can listen. Now, according to this, it comes out that even Rav, who's saying that Balechem are not nidochim, is come to Tosis really telling him Machlekes Tanoim. Right, that's what he's saying. According to the Chachomim, right. They don't make the meat like this. So, unless we have some kind of other cheshbonis, but the way this Gemara is working, that according to the Chachamim, this is not what the meat is. The meat would be like a Be'echen, and it should come out that Balei Chaim on Nidochim. Right? That's what should come out according to this. And if that's so this that Rav says in the Gemara, explaining our Mishnah, the halacha is like that. It's really telling machlokes tanoim. Maybe Rav Paskin is like that. Don't worry, Paskin Rav Lezer against Rabbanon. Right? But that's the chiddush. What should come out according to this? Right? That's what Rashi is saying. That's what Tosfos is saying, that Rav is based on is really getting involved in machlokes tanoim. That means his shita of Balei Chaim Shenat Nidochim really doesn't come out according to everyone. Tosfos continues and Tosfos says an alternate. Chat, inami afilo kirabonim. Yeah, Zog Tosfos that maybe even we could say that Rav Shita even calls according to Rabbonim. Afagav the pligi alei Rabbonim hosom bibraiso Rabbonim the masnisin shoru midiraiso. Tosfos says that the mashmois of the Rabbanon in the Mishnah over here, and he makes a mention about a braiso, but let's just see what we have in front of us over here is the Mishnah. And he says like this, Rabbanon the masnisin shom the raiso. There's a mashmois, the idna chachomim shita over here is our matir mid raiso. Ki the mashmam lish the masnisin, the lo yosrul ele eva hanishar. Avol oisam shekorvu v'olul marocho lo yerdu. That we're talking about that one was already brought up, right? The Rabbanan say, what did Rabbanan say? Rav Lezer says you brought one, fine, you could bring the rest of the roshan. The Rabbanan say that no, the rest of the roshan you can't bring up. But what about that one that was brought up already? Right? What's the halacha with that? Now, were it to be Zog Tosfos that the Rabbanon argue totally on this drasha, and they hold that the Isser of Balei Chaim was said in of Balei Mumin was said even on a Sofik, then we should have to take down the one that was brought up already. So Tosfos, the Mashmos over here is that whatever was done is done, and the Chacham just hold that you can't be Toil Hochel to bring up the rest. Avol Oysam Shekorvu Va'olu Marocha. But those that were already brought up onto the Marocho, la yerdu, we don't take down. Umidrabonahu da'ashi lechatchilo. And it's only therefore on Isidrabonon that they asked lechatchilo to put it up. Kidemash lishdemasisin, afilu korvo kulum, chutzme echmehen, yetzil beses reifa. Yeah, it's din drabonon. So Tosfos' second option over here is that even the Rabbonon agree with this. And as this machlekes over here, really just in the din rabbonon, everyone holds that midaraisa. There's no iser in hakrovas bali mumin when there's a taruvas. And the question just is, there definitely is an iser rabbonon. Even coin trebelezer is rabbonon. You see, because if you didn't bring anything, you couldn't bring it up, right? So the rabbonon definitely made a chumra over the daraisa over here. And even though Midaraisa, since it's a sofik, you really could bring it. Rabbanan said, no, we're gonna ask the sofik. And the machlekes is between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan that to what extent the Rabbanan give their iser. Rabbi Elazar holds that the Rabbanan didn't allow you to bring it first, but they said that once you have some kind of tliya, some kind of reliance that you could assume that things are okay, then you could bring the rest. Right? Even though we're being told lahokel, but once you have such a thing, since this is iser is only an iser drabbanan in the first place, the Rabbanan hold that the iser drabbanan that was given over here does not allow it to be told lahokel, and therefore you can never lechatchila bring something up. Rabbanan say there's, you know, that is a. Is an it's also misafik. Also misafik. So until you get out of the safik, then you can't bring it. And you can't rely on the fact that one thing was brought. But Taisus is being medayik that. But whatever was brought up over there is okay. Why is it okay? So Taisus, because they hold b'yisoy that Taisus is right. That they also hold of this mit deraisa that min hatayra. The fact that something is a balmum is only also if it's be'en. If it's b'taruvus, it's ready mutra. Okay, so therefore we have two ways of learning the Gemara over here. Is Rav based on Shitas Rabbi Elazar? And like we were saying before, and if that's so Kipshuta is still Machlekes Tanoim. Rav Shita is at best only one of the Shitas Tanoim. Chacham and Chayu don't hold like that. And according to the second Mishat and Tosfos, that it'll come out according to everyone. Rav will tell you that everyone holds like me. Okay.
So what do the Chachamim do with the Bahen?
So that's what we're chesmin. We're saying that according to the second pshat that we just said, they also learn Bahem, just like Reb Lezer. Right? Mm-hmm. It's a miyit to tell me that the Isra HaKrovas Bali Mumin is only if it's Be'en, not Ale Taruvs. They also hold like that. But there's an Isra Drabonon. According to everyone, there's an Isra Drabonon which was given on Bali Mumin, Betaruvs, and Machlekes is, right, how extensive is that Isra Drabonon? Rav Lezer holds Isra Drabonon is already hutter. It's permitted if you have some kind of slight reliance to say that the Baal Mum is not here. Therefore, once one Rosh was brought, I could say, listen, you know, right? It's only a Sofik. And I could assume that the Baal Mum is already up there. Showing I don't have any Baal Mum in front of me. I could be ma'akrivit. That's already enough to take off the Isra Drabonon. The Chachamim hold that you can't rely on that. But it's only an Isra Drabonon. Right? According to the second Mishat and Taisis, that Drabonon also darshan this meat like Rav. According to the first Mishat and Taisis, and according to Rashi, that this is all only Shitas Rabbi Elazar. Right? Drabonon, the reason why the Drabonon hold over here that you can't do this is because they argue in the first place. They hold that the Isra of Hakrovas Bali Mumin is even besofik. There's no difference. It's not like all other Isurim. The Torah said that it's also. Now you have a sofik. It's over the Raisa, so you can't bring it. So according to that, the Rabbanan L'chari will have to make the Joshua like Rabbi Yechanan, and that's why the Rabbanan will come out L'chari according to this sugya over here that Bali Chaim or Nidoch. Okay? Yeah. We're all right? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay, let's go a little further over here. V'idach nafkalei mibom bohem. The Gemara is saying, kontra b'yechanon. How does he, or kontra he's learning, where does this meat come from? Let's say, according to Rebbe Lezer, right? According to everyone, not based on the two stories we just said before, that the Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he used the meat for the din of Bali Chaim Nidochim. Say, how does he know this halacha of Taruvus? V'idoch nafkalem mibom bohem. And he has an additional place to make a meat, a second meat. Right? The Pasuk could have said bom, and it said bohem. So that's the basis of making two miyutim. V'idoch and Rav, bom bohem le'dorish. He doesn't dash in two miyutim over here, right? So that's the machlekes over here, whether you have two miyutim or not. If you only have one meat, so the meat is only coming to tell me the din of taruvis. Therefore, it's not making a difference as far as the din dichu is concerned, and therefore I could extend the din dichu, right, or the fact that they're bal chamanat nidochim from bal mum, I could extend it to other places. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I have two slats over here. I have two miyutim, so one miyut will be for the din of sofik taruvis, but the second miyut will be a miyut to make a difference as far as the din dichu. And the possible tell me that this, that a korban could be chayzer v'nira is dafka by mamum, but by other places not. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds that in our case, by the shnei seirim, balechayim will be nidchis.
So according to this gemara fits better. I mean, it's not a problem of Rashi, but it fits better according to the second answer, right? Because the gemara could, I mean, the gemara is bothered with what Rabbi Yochanan's going to do. But we could have just said that he holds like the Chacham, right? I mean,
right.
I guess he comes out better anyhow than he did.
Right. We don't want to get involved in Machlokes Tanoim, right? So that's what the Gemara is saying, right? But
according to the second one, it fits smoother, I think, though, right? I mean, because then it's Hakakasha.
Yeah. Right. That's a good point. Okay, so far, what we just discussed over here is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan says in our Mishnah that we have to use the new set, and even the sword which remained alive from the first set can't be used, that's because Baal Chaim Anidachim, right? It's din dichay. Fine, so that's understandable why we're forced to use a specific one. According to Rav says that no, you use the one from the old set. Why? Because Baal Chaim Anidachim. So that just really explains why that first one is not disqualified. But we still don't really know why that one over this one. Right? That you can still ask, right? According, if you hold Bachamat Nocha, means it's not disqualified. Okay, fine, not disqualified. But now we have, you know, two in the question. So what made us decide to use that original one? That's the Gemara's question right now. First wide line. Ularav nehinam balachayim enidochim, true. That Baal Chaim not nidochim, and therefore number one is not disqualified. Iboy high nakriv, boy high nakriv, but you still have the ability. If you want, you can bring them in that one. Right? Why does Rav specifically say that we use the original, the first one? Right? That's the Gemara's question at this point. Omar Rova. Rova says, Rav sovar lo Rav Yosi, that Rav holds like Rav Yosi, the Omar mitzvah berishin. This Gemara I had before, that this Gemara is going to go through now, showing me that there's a secondary point. And once both are still in the runnings, then there's an inyan to go boss at the first one. The first one, right, that was made, that's the one that we use. Now the Gemara wants to show what's the source for such a thing. Rav Salak Rav Yosi Damar Mitzvah Berishin. Hey Rav Yosi, which Rav Yosi is a source? They say mitzvah berishin, right? That you're supposed to use the first one that was set aside. Inem Rabbi Yosi the Kupis. If you'll tell me, maybe this is the Rabbi Yosi, right? Rabbi Yosi the Kupis, this man. Shosh Kupis shosh son. There were three boxes, large boxes. Shosholosh son. Each one had the amount, contained amount of three so. Shabayim terminus alishcha. That these boxes, this has to do with the shkolim, we learned in Mesechus Shkolim, that they will be termed the lishcha. They would take out money for the karbonis from all the shkolim that were given. And these boxes were numbered. What was the reason for numbering them? Why was it important to number them? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, 1, 2, and 3. To know which box was got the shkolim first. Actually, which was taken first. Lohavi hemenarishin, to take from it first. Shemitzah berishin, because it's a mitzvah berishin. Yes, so this is the basis that we're looking for, right? Rabbi Yosi over here says this idea, mitzvah berishin. You have three possibilities. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah berishin. So we want to apply that to us also, that both seirim, the one that remained and the new soyer that came through the new hagrolo, both are possibilities. The mitzvah berishin, just like you find that you go by kupis. And that the Gemara says that wouldn't be a source. That's not totally comparable to us. Dilma, shani hosom. No, maybe over there it's different. The be'idna deschazi kamaisa lo ischazi basraisa. That over there, that the mitzvah berishin, because at the point that the first one was roy, the latter ones were not roy at all. So at that point, that's a real rishin. Right? That's taka. It was fit to be used at a point even before 2 and 3 came into being. Let's see Rashi over here. Rashi says as follows. Let's see this Rashi. That's as far as the kupis are concerned. Rashi just tells us the other half. Aval hai. Yeah. Okay, a couple more words in the Rashi before. If you want to just turn back over here. We had the same sugya over here, if it sounds familiar, at the end of the fifth parak. Right? I just want to show you. There's a Rashi over here which says a couple of more words. We'll start from the third line. Right? Es halishko. Right? This is what the shalish kupa is. Shabahen terminus halishko. Shashlich l'seich shkolim. They threw into it shkolim sheheviu ba'ador. That people brought an ador, right? That's when the mashmin al shkolim. U'mimalin ha'gizborim mehen. And they fill up, the gizborim fill up them from the shkolim that were put into the lishko, three kupas. Litshuma, liknis mehen korbanis tzibur, to buy the korbanis tzibur, tmidin umusofen. Now we're talking about halishka at three different points of time. These three filling up the three boxes. Therefore, the Gemara says beidna deschazoi kupa kamaiso lahakri mena at the point of time that the first kupa was fit to take shkolim from it at for kabonis lois chazoy basraisu. The second one, the latter ones were not yet roy. Shaharishoyno niris tahakrova mishnishima, because the first one, as soon as we put in the shkolim, it was roy right then, before the second kupa was used. So that's why over there we understand that there's the concept of mitzvah berishin. That's truly a rishin. It was there at a point in time when it was the only one. We'll continue this Rashi over here. Avosovish shel zug rishin. However, by the shnei seirim, let's remember what's happening over here. Right? What happens is let's see, after hagrolo, one of the two seirim dies, and we have to replace it. At this point, over here, and after we replace it, right, we have two of the same one. Right? So over here, Zok Rashi, Avososho, Zok Rishin, Loi Nire, Lishiluach, Ad Shegomru, Kol Matanis Hadomim. Right over here, he happens to be talking about the Soh Mishtalech, right, if the Shoshem died. Avososho, Zok Rishin, Loi Nire, Lishiluach, it was never fit for to be sent, Ad Shegomru, Kol Matanis Hadomim. Ukrishigomru nirachan kreishin. When is it roy? If you replace the soil Hashem and you have two soil azozels, right? Now the question is which soil azozel to use. So the soil azozel is not really fit till you finish the matnes adam, and at that point you already have your second soil azozel. So they both really become fit at the same time. So that's why the Gemara is saying over here that this wouldn't be comparable to kupas. Kupas, that the first kupa was roy at a point in time that the second kupa was not yet roy to be used anymore. wasn't made yet. But by so over there, that's taka truly a first, right? it was roy at a, it was roy first, but over here this one was not roy first. It was produced first, right? It was set into motion first, but it was never roy. Let's come back to our Rashi. Right? That's what our Rashi over here is saying. Aval hai, Rashi over here goes straight to Agemoro. But by us, the first one was never fit till already after the second one was made. Even though you're made a hagrol on it, any royal shochid, it's not fit to shech. He happens to be talking in this Rashi on the Sorel Hashem. Any royal shochid alacha matan damapar. Until you finish the dama par, over soich kach meis chaveroi veheviu shnayim. And meanwhile, what happened was that the other soul, the soul azazel died. Veheviu shnayim vehegriu aleim ukashiz man shchitas asoir. And at the time of the shchitas asoir, far as the achron oimid, the second one was there already. So therefore, that wouldn't be a source to what we're looking for. We're looking for, even in a case, when the point of time that it's roy to shech the sor l'ashem, at that point you already had your second sor l'ashem. So at this point, they both became roy at the same time. How do you know that the fact that, you know, in history, this one was produced first, that has the chashivas of a rishon? Is the mokum to say that if it was never fit, so it doesn't have the chashivas of a rishon, it would never reach the point in time that it was able to be used. So if it was going to show us a different source for this, so the Gemara, as the Gemara in the Sefer Perek before said, as follows: El Abayis the Pesach the Sanyom, the Brashi says as follows: Hamafish Pischay va'Ovad, someone set aside a carbon Pesach and it got lost. Okay, it's not here. We need a carbon Pesach. This mafish is the second one. V'chakach nimtzis harishin. And showing the second one is found before the zman of shechitas carbon Pesach. Right? You know, before. So they're both here. V'arei shnei aimdin. They're both in front of you. Eize mehen sheyitzi yakrev. Divrei chachamim. So what do you do? Which one do you use? You have two carbon Pesach. You only need one. The chachamim say you could choose whichever one you want. No difference. Rabbi Yossi and mitzvah berishin. Rabbi Yossi says that no, mitzvah berishin. Now this is going to be a source to us over here, and we have to see that the rishin over here was not roy before the second one, because the time of shechitas karm pesach, chatzay sayayim, that's when it's roy to be brought. We're talking about over here that at that point the second one was already found. So the first one was not roy before the second one. That would be similar to Argimor over here. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi is saying over here, mitzvah berishin. Rabbi Yossi says, this is in by Korban Pesach, that this is a mitzvah berishin that has a condition, because if the second one was mufchar, was a choicer animal, then you should use that one. Let's see the Rashi now. Zok Rashi. El Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. The source to what we're looking for, mitzvah berishin, is Rabbi Yossi concerning Korban Pesach. The ha'hochol is chazi kama, the schazoi basraisa. But by Korban Pesach, the first carbon was never roi till the second carbon was already produced. And they became roi at the same time. Sharei eins man shchitas Pesach el achach hatzois. The time of shechting a Korban Pesach, the proper time that'll be kosher, is only after Chatzos. V'koydim l'chein ovarishin, v'hofresheni, and at that point already, before Chatzos, the first one was lost. You set aside a second one. V'nimtzarishin, and the first one was found. V'areishnein ayindin k'shizman shchita. At the time of shchita, you have both in front of you. So the time when it's roy to bring this korban, you already have both. Right? So this will be similar to us, that the first one didn't become roy before the second one. So how do you know that that's considered a rishon? I feel hachikon Rabbi Yossi mitzvah berishin. Oh, so that'll be a source for us. Now let's just talk about one point that Tosfos on top talks about, that we're bringing a source from Rabbi Yossi of Korban Pesach. Now, by Korban Pesach, Rabbi Yossi says mitzvah berishon. However, he says that, however, if the second one is muvchar, you should use that one. So how does that play out with us over here? Doesn't, over here, there's no mention of such a thing. So Zok Tais is as follows. V'im ho yesheni muvchar mimeni v'yenu. Uv'mas nisen nami neymah hochi. First sentence is a nechanami, right? That then will apply here also, right? Amish is not getting involved in that. Mitzvah Berishon, no, it just means you have the rules of Mitzvah Berishon, right? Whatever the rules are. If there's a Muvchar, then you'll use the second one. Muvchar, right, is a stronger reason over Mitzvah Berishon. Inam is Oktaisvis. Shemle Shayach Ha Milsa Ela Begvulin Oy Benasin Bazorim. Taisus has a second possibility, and Taisus says, no, maybe the Mishnah is Davka, that there's no mention of Muvchar over here, according to Rav, right? According to Rav Shita, that because the din of Muvchar doesn't apply, only applies by Korban Pesach, and wouldn't apply to us. Why is Taisus? Shema le'shayach ha'milsa elo bigvulin, only either bigvulin, something which is not in Beis HaMikdash, oi binasim ba'azoro, or something which is done in the Azorim. Like by Korban Pesach. Aval b'soy ha-mishtaleach u'v'soy ha-pnimi. These two things, the soyer ha-mishtaleach and the soyer pnimi, which is burnt, chutz l'shol shmachnes, afil mohoye sheni muvchar mimeno mitzvah berishin. We only say muvchar only if something which is done, its korban is completed. Well, Taisa says either bigvulin or nasim bazora. But these type of korbanos, which is the soyer, which these korbanos are not brought like a regular korban, which are brought in the azora. The soyer is the dam is done bifnim, and the rest of the korban is burnt chutz l'shol shmachanos. The soyer mishaleach bechlal is pushed off chutz l'shol shmachanos. Such a korban which is not done ba'azora, not done, I guess, in a place that is visual for everyone to see, then there's no hakpada over there in muvchar, and therefore rishon, you always go with the din of the rishon. Tais over here has a sofik over here, had a learn over here. Rabbi Yossi, we're saying that Rav Sheet is based on Rabbi Yossi's mitzvah berishon. And we know that Rabbi Yossi himself, that it's dependent on Mufchar. If the second one is better, is choicer, better choice, you're supposed to use that. Does that apply to us also? These are two Tzadon Taisis. The first Tzadon Taisis says, yeah, maybe it also will also apply to us. Right? Second Tzadon Taisis wants to say that maybe it's taka not applicable to us, because the rules, when you use Mufchar or not, don't apply to the Karbonis that we're dealing with over here, our seer.
What does he mean by gvulin?
Gvulin always means something which is chutz the mikdash. Right, that's the lesson of gvulin.
So how is that where would that be applicable of that you'd go after the muvchar?
If you have a sin, I mean, we don't know exactly what he means over here, what that case is. I right, have to find out what that refers to. Right, I guess he has other
okay.
other cases. Yeah, I'm moving to what that case is.
Okay, thank you.
Right, but it looks like what that means is that the din of muvchar seems to be that it's not something which is intrinsic in the korban. Because if that's what it will be, then why should there be a difference? You know, chutz l'gil machnes, right? And it's not bifnim, right? So it would look like it has to do with the fact that where this is done. If this is done in a then muvchar makes a difference, right? Which that in itself, you know, seems to be a shtickle a davar chodesh, right? You would have thought that din, you know, kol chelek l'Hashem, you know, it's an intrinsic din in hakarvos korbanos, right? It's nothing to do whether, you know, where it's being done. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Sure.